Coming, coming. Hello? The fuck are you doing here? Well, I don't want to talk to you. Leave. I don't think you get it. This is my property, and I'm telling you to leave. Goodbye. Putting your foot in the door to prevent me from closing it? Are you asking me to break it? Maybe amputate it? I don't want to listen to what you have to say. I listened to what you had to say our entire relationship. And to be quite honest, it was the most mind-numbing nonsense I'd ever heard. Nothing but preachings about how you're always right and everybody else is wrong. Get out of my door and off of my property. Stop trying to come in. You are not welcome here. No, I don't think you heard me. Get away from me. Don't you know? You're an unwelcomed threat on my premises. I have every last right to shoot you. And given how much trouble you've caused around this neighborhood prior, no one will give two shits that you're bleeding out on my lawn. They'll just want to know when the trash pickup will come. I don't want to give you a minute to explain. There's nothing for you to explain. It's just going to be a long-winded speech on why I was wrong for cutting you out of my life. Oh, and that's how it always starts with you narcissistic, abusive types. Baby, I know I was wrong. Baby, I understand. I promise you I can change, but you gotta be the one willing to change with me. Blah, 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 blah. It's the same song and dance from our last 2 years together. Don't you get that? 2 years I've heard you give that speech. 2 years I heard you say that you would change. Guess what? Nothing ever changed. You stayed the same. The only thing that changed is how often I'm in the same room as you. Did you never question that I wouldn't be around you for very long, or that I would find any reason not to be near you? Or how about that I suddenly had a bigger group of friends that would help me stay away from you? Oh, that same group of friends that you got pissed with, saying that they're trying to come between us. Sorry, brother. There was already something between us chasing me away from you, and it wasn't them. It was your own bullshit. Stop saying you understand because you don't. You're just seriously trying to come up with anything so that you can put me in that corner again. That's how you always got your way, you know? You put me in a corner until I was too mentally exhausted to fight back. Do you not get that after I threw your shit and your ass out of my place, that I was done? I was done being drained by you. I was done being yelled at by you. I was done being manipulated by you. Granted, you never laid a hand on me, so I'm grateful for that, because I believe in equal rights and equal fights. I would have smacked you like the bitch that you are if you ever put your fucking hands on me. But your words, your actions, the way you tried to gaslight me into believing I couldn't survive without you. Well, guess what, honey? I survived without you long before I ever met you. I can survive after you. It's you who can't survive without me. That's why you keep trying to come back to me, to cling on to me like some fucking parasite. You are a parasite. You've always been a parasite. You never tried to be better. You never tried to do better. All you did was just sit there on my couch and just wasted space, wasted oxygen. You always wanted everything from me, but whenever I needed something from you, you would never deliver. In fact, you would throw a tantrum like a child anytime I needed something from you. I could never rely on you. But because I loved you, like the fucking simp that I am, I kept you around. Under that tiny veiled hope that maybe you would get better. But after what you did, there's no hope for you. Have you already forgotten what you said about my late husband? About my son's father? Have you forgotten how you've treated me and my family? Have you forgotten how anytime we go to family functions, you want to get in and out of there as fast as possible? But we always had to be around your family, right? We couldn't talk trash on your fucked up family, but you're allowed to talk trash on mine, who are more put together than yours could ever hope to be? Regardless if I've suffered a loss, this family of mine was never broken. Not until you came and started setting in the cracks. You just kept chipping away at me and my son, trying so hard to wear us down just so that we would be your little puppets. And anytime we argued back, you would just... I dare you to explain why I should ever consider giving you a second chance. You can stop right there. Because if you wanted to change, you would have done so before I tossed your ass like the cheap salad that you are. And you wouldn't be trying to force your way in like you are still trying to do now. The only thing keeping you right there is the threat. No. The promise that I will put a bullet between your eyes. You would have roughhoused your way in here, put yourself back on that couch like you own the goddamn place, and started making demands that I let you back into my life. It's not going to happen. You will never be allowed back in. I've heard you say you love me. So many times, it was like acid in my ears. You don't hurt those you love or their loved ones. As much as you hurt me, you hurt my son even worse. Breaking down his mother in front of them. Trying to make him feel like he was in the way of you. What? What was he in the way of when it came to the two of us? Were you trying to chase him away so that you could have me all to yourself? Newsflash, buddy. You agreed to my son being part of your life the second you wanted to be part of mine. You never once tried to treat him like the son you said you wanted. You treated him like a burden. You made him feel unwanted. And I will never tolerate that for a single second longer. So, for the last time, get your ass off my property. Go find a bitch who will put up with your nonsense because there are no such bitches at this residence. And if you ever come back, you will not get a second warning. Goodbye, you worthless piece of shit.